Howdy everybody, Brian here from QuantLabs.net. Okay, so let me just give you some history here. I just did a stream a few minutes ago showing you the secret sauce, or a good chunk of the secret sauce and talents needed to get you started in figuring out the ways to make money in the world of cryptocurrency using the bugging techniques, generating logs, and that's all pretty technical. So we're going to continue the conversation with this particular topic of why most people will never make money using these bots out there. Just for the record, I posted this yesterday, but there is a version that was pretty harsh, I think. But that's okay. It got a lot of hate. And I think the reason why I got a lot of hate is people don't like the truth. What I noticed is there's a lot of people wanting to use these bots as a crutch to get their trading signals and hope that they can make money with cryptocurrency. I've shown why it's not possible. I'm going to show you other people's opinions on this, okay? So I've got my opinion. I'm going to add in. So I'm doing a stream. We got people watching. If you got your own commentary, please go ahead and let me know what you think. First thing is, let's check out some of these links I posted yesterday as part of this video. So let's see if I can open this. Right on. But first, let's talk about the value of these bots and the services. What you'll see here is you start at $20, $24, maybe a couple hundred bucks for a year. $89, $40 a month. And then we get into the free ones like Gecko, Zenbot, and all of these other particular bots. So there's not a lot of, they're not expensive, and usually you get what you pay for. And I'm going to tell you why. So again, these links are at this article here I've got. Reasons why cryptocurrency Bitcoin trading bot software loses money. So let's look at some of the other bots out there. Now, a lot of these always come up, the same ones all the time. $20, $15 a month. And we're going to look at the negative comments, the cons of these things. I think this article did a pretty good job of the top 18. So I'm just trying to, generally there's a commentary in this posting on the overall view of these. So if you got questions, let me know. Here we go. Simply put, in this case, investors would rather have an opportunity over charity. Increasing number of cryptocurrency emerging combined with the non-stop day-to-day price movements and volatility, it can leave most part-time and full-time day traders frustrated to compete. Whether a lack of knowledge, insight, or timeliness ultimately required to make magic happen within the market, humans are full of emotions, biases, and prone to miscalculations to jeopardize the results. Bitcoin investors, this can be obviously said to all investors out there, growing portfolio, enhanced profit to loss ratio. So with what I've got in the minute by minute, it's about 85 to 90%. Crypto market never sleeps, so you can trade those extra 2 days each week is an additional 20% opportunity of making money. And again, it says presents highly stressful situation with investing within the industry. Guess what? I have a bot right now somewhere else making me money. And I just looked at it. It was over, it's approaching 10% for the day. And yesterday we made 30%. So we're doing all right when you do it right. Today's highly sophisticated execution or executing self-configurable trading bots have come a long way. I could go on and on about this. It's important to perform your own due diligence and access the potential costs and benefits of bots for financial transactions before getting started. Okay, so let's move on to the other next. Okay, so if you come into the quantlabs.net/book, you can get, again, I got two PDFs free. I'm just showing you some tips on how to do all this fun stuff, you know, unusual stuff. And we'll send that out to you in an automated way. All right. So let's go over to Reddit, because I like Reddit. It's honest. There's a lot of negative stuff on there, but I respect honesty and truth. A lot of people can't handle it. They just want to have the smoke and mirrors thinking that the world is paved in gold, unfortunately. Now, this is commentary. I'm going to go through this. If you got questions or comments, let me know. I'll gladly so chime in anytime you want. Man, this thing is so slow. All right. Here we go. Question is, Gecko, the open source, which is free, not looking for your strategy, but more been successful with Gecko. What type of percent we are getting? How often do you have to update your strategy? And obviously a lot of the bots, but there's nobody, anybody having success with them. Posted a year ago, because today is the 13th of March, 2019. I'm just going through each one of these. If you trade Kraken and own one BTC, the one time you can't log in, the market drops, you make your money back after one trade. Now, I believe this is when the markets were still pretty hot for Bitcoin. I can say that I've made profitable, but yet to break even on cost of buying it for only a couple hundred bucks. So he's thinking he'll go on to TradingView for $600 a year, and he'll make money, break even with that. So he's using it as a trading platform. Haas is cheaper. There are some bot. You can easily build your own bot without learning to code. Well, you know where to go under the store, because we got a course on that, of course, at the store here, Quant Labs Academy / shopping cart right there. So it's one way to go. You can trade it. Now, this is an interesting statement. Easily build your own bot without learning to code. Okay. The core code was buggy. This is, I guess, for Haas or for maybe Gecko. Some simple fixes, updated strategy, backtesting, major shift, either jumping from 300 to 450. So there was some commentary on the Gecko platform, the open source one. So I guess this guy admits he's slow moving on this, but at least he's put the time in to make it happen. Gotta give him credit for that. Add on to what percentage gains on average performing above the market. Now remember, this is testing. I've run farce to not perform better than buying and holding, which defeats the purpose. Question on the exchange. Looking for some. So again, back to the Haas. A couple years, did not break even. Fun to think about it. Software was basically unusable. Now this is a bot. This is the most popular bot out there. Did learn a lot about the strategy, but put some hours in exploring the exchanges and API. Also learn pretty much you have to do it yourself from the ground up. Constantly adjusting the strategies based on the market and unique situations. Very true. I talked about that in the previous video on the debugging that you probably have to go through. Getting some practice with Python. Again, Python. Bot trading is always on my to-do list. This guy's still trying to figure it out. Problem with Gecko was their strategy didn't buy and sell at the correct intervals. I couldn't figure out the right combination numbers to get it run better on test data. But he said it's fun to mess around with. And this guy's struggling to find right now. It doesn't make the first trade at all. So people are struggling with this thing. This is Gecko, the open source one. He's in the CCI strategy, making $1 an hour on average. Base trading investment $500. Difficult to set up. Now, this is where it gets very interesting. You'll be in good horizontal market, upward trend, but you're successful when it dips. That's great. Need some more data. Investment. So, dollar an hour, 500 is 0.2% per hour and 4% per day. And whether that is good or not, dependent on the chart of the day. I haven't messed with bots and haven't been able to get one to perform better than buying and holding during the occasional limit buy, sell times, and low lows manually. Buying and holding seems to be the way people are doing it. So this guy was trading Doge, I believe. Found a scenario where it has a return of 21% in a month. Currently testing in paper, most likely to end up with 10 to 20%. Combination of Bollinger, MACD, RSI would make trades better. No guide. It will take a lot of time to figure out actually and install them. Again, it comes back to that debugging and logging I talked about. As I said, if you got any questions, just chime in. I'll gladly critique this, and that's why I'm doing the stream. Oh, and he says it's damn stressful. Having the bot takes an extra layer of rolling profit now, I think, to each their own. So they're trying to figure out. Holders have just about... So this is when... I think that the goal is to maximize profit, so anyone you can do is great. Holders just have the mentality that crypto is always bullish. But really, you should take profits when you can. So again, when you look at the cryptocurrency or here at CoinMarketCap, you can see we're down and up, down and up. So buying and holding in this market, you cannot do. Haas, more of a trade platform. This is what I want you to understand here. This is very, 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 very important. API trading is the only way to trade on Kraken now. I think that's you on any exchange. Let me repeat. API trading is the only way to trade nowadays. Okay, so API is what we're dealing with here with the course, all that stuff that I show. It's the only way to trade, and the only real way to do it profitably and in a lucrative way is on the minute-by-minute basis. Been running their default bots that came with the software, not huge profits, and difficult to break even on with the software. Mainly use it as a trading platform, which is great for the cost. Is the profit generated from the software bear the market? So here we have a recommendation not to use Haas. Buggy, poorly designed. And I mentioned that in the previous video, that if it's poorly designed, you probably will lose money. Just how it is. Okay. That's ridiculous considering the price. I don't know how much it costs. But so this guy's using Gecko, the open source one. Working a few days ago, been addicted to finding a paper trading parameter strategy. Again, paper trading. Running BTC on Binance, I stumbled upon this sequence and thought might share thoughts. Any success, curious as well. 30% in the bull run. You'd have to try it. You'd have to try to do that shitty. So if you do have a running bull market like they had, the run up to, what was it, 17, 20,000 per Bitcoin, it would be hard to not make money. What makes you say that? It looks like the value is increased 18% over the same period. This simulation would have made nearly 38%. That seems pretty good to me. So again, that's why they say buy and hold. Any comments or questions so far? We could go on. I'll look at this one. I'm just looking at again at the Reddit postings I put up here. And again, you can find these over at Reasons Why Cryptocurrency Bitcoin Trading Bot Software Loses Money. So here's the latest one. I'm not sure if this is the same as before. Reddit. So we want this one. Okay, let's see what other commentary there is. Now, this one, 9 months ago, review of Gecko trading bot, again, open source. Hodling generally beats trading. Same with stocks. So hodling is where you just buy and hold it. Always made me laugh, these crypto traders. I'm doing all right. How are you doing? So let me see what else we've got here. I've not gotten, again, this is not my commentary. I mean, I have my own commentary based upon my own experience. But as I said, the snowflakes don't seem to be able to handle it. The truth. Okay, so here's some commentary on this guy, Nevsky, November 2018. This is not this old. Eager to automate cryptocurrency, but had no idea where to start. There are no 100% profitable autonomous bots. You can launch and leave on your own. Well, yeah, I got one. But again, I created it. Bots will eliminate the routine and emotional decisions. Yes, they will. You should remember it's not a magic crystal ball. Well, it makes life easier. I'd like to know at the beginning, simpler the bot, the more it loses during drawdowns. And drawdowns I've shown on the last video. And if you got questions, comments, let me know. If you're guaranteed a profit, it's a Ponzi scheme 99.9% of the time. Probably. That's why I don't offer trading signals in what I do. Bull market, almost any bot trades is a plus. In the fall of 2017, everyone was a successful ICO investor, trader, and crypto starter upper. And what happened after the correction, you already know. Bot runs on a VPS faster and reliable and more reliably than on a local device. That's a to-do list I have to do. Okay. So what we've got here, for any reason, this post, here's a list of the bots. So again, we've talked about these two open source ones, Gecko and Zenbot. So this is where he's talking about the advanced two peculiar ones. So Profit Trader talks about the features, indicators, strategies, DCA, trading pairs, demo, pricing, blah, 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 blah. So you can discuss on these. Just looking for anything negative. So here's the pricing. It's very cheap. So even for me to get into it, it's just not worth the money from my perspective. Trading pairs, market is set up to the bot, what will trade in these markets. BTC, Ethereum, USDT, which is Tether, and BNB. And coming soon, hopefully, will be XRP. So these are the exchanges they work on. Let's go on to the next one. Haas Online. Again, this one said it was badly debugged, or it was buggy or something. Indicators 48. Okay, let me just say it right here. With TA Lib in the Python course, you get TA Lib, I believe it's 100, 200 indicators. Most of them are no good, but different strategies. Now imagine most people will use the default ones, which means they're not going to work because everyone's using them. Now this is where I get confused, where they talk about backtesting. Backtesting is not the smartest. You shouldn't have to do backtesting. if you use the debugging log techniques I showed you, you can tweak from that, which is live current market data. And you can go as far back as you want by you generating your own data, and you can just open up a Binance account. So again, you know that the prices are very low. So again, sustainability, no complaints about the service, turning off or restarting, the bot stops the bot. Well, you know that. Let's see here. Gunbot's another one that's pretty popular. So again, some of the indicators, again, TLib offers everything. Trading signals from TradingView. I don't know. Nothing different than what I offer. There's a chance with the RSI, say 20 with a negative profit, the bot will enter DCA an unlimited number of times set, but at the same time, the point of DCA is lost. As a result, you can get a bag which cannot be normally averaged with Gunbot. High negative reviews not found. So again, we get into the lesser known bots. So your choice, your money. Let me see what other links we have. Bitcoin trading blog. So we're looking at one last link here. Blockonomy. If you've got any comments or questions, let me know. Beginner's guide. So probably a lot of you are beginners, but we've gone through probably the necessary skills in the previous video I did. Oh, we got a question. Yeah, it's a comment. Sorry, I can't see it. I don't know what's going on here. Want to type it up again? Sorry about that. Okay, so feeling of waking up in the morning greeted by a pleasant or unpleasant surprise. Volatility of the market. Trading bots have become increasingly popular. Traders allow them to control their trading at all times. In addition, correctly specified bot allows trades to be executed faster and more efficiently than the trader would be able to manually. As we indicated, a lot of these bots seem to be buggy based upon what I'm showing you on Reddit. So obviously they're getting pretty popular. Okay, so often using the API of the exchange, buy or sell orders, blah, 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 blah. With fancy looking charts, I'll give you that. We have different types, arbitrage, market making, but do they work? This is funny. Trading platforms only tells half the story, with many rises and falls because of other sources. Yes, if the pair can be manipulated according, let's say, based upon McAfee or other online rumors. You can be programmed into the bot for analysis, but you can't. Not on these surprise rumors on things like Twitter. Spread between this has flattened somewhat, meaning that the opportunities for exchange arbitrage are lower than in previous years. I've shown that through TradingView. That's beyond true. Trading bots as an exponential are starting to point for analyzing the markets. Traders can set their thresholds to correspond with their risk appetite. You know, as I said, you can automate those based upon the market, what's happening in the market, as I showed in the earlier video. Especially the crypto industries where volatility is rife. You can't protect yourself against that, but in the other video, I do show that. Multifaceted problem, offer a variety of advantages. Okay. So we've talked about these popular ones. So I'm just going to look at the negative stuff, if there is any. Crypto Hopper, three commas. These are pretty affordable. But the question is, do they work? I don't think so. Pause again. Signally and a bunch of others. And then, of course, we get into Gecko and the open source ones. So number of plugins, updates regardly. It's not a high-frequency trading bot, making only a couple of trades per week, depending upon the configuration. You're not going to make money with that, unless you go big and you get the call right, but chances of that are pretty hard. Or not a bot which will allow you to exploit arbitrage or opportunities, and say, between exchanges. It doesn't exist. I mean, it can, but not worth pursuing, to be honest. Support exchange basic strategies is basically a good start to start for anybody interested. This is true. It's a good place to start. Again, I'm not going to get into Zen bot. So, conclusion. Can interacting with the market, even though physically, they can assist in removing some of the stress, maybe. Not least the currency market. Cryptocurrency trading bots are not for everybody, nor everybody does not need one. Casual investors are not the prime market or trading bots. If your intention is to buy and hold, then a trading bot is probably not the correct investment for you. But again, when you go back to coin market cap, how do you buy and hold when you get up and down in all the major pairs? In addition, if you're not a competent programmer, and again, that's key. You gotta be to do this, and only on a minute basis. Familiar creation of financial strategies, trading bots may not also be for you. But if you have the requisite knowledge and ability to overcome these obstacles, then a trading bot can be a worthwhile tool in monitoring and making gains from the Bitcoin or crypto space. Now, two options from my end. Again, if you go back to that article, set here are the solutions. The first one, if you have the programming skills, come into the store right here, which will take this shopping cart. As I said, we've got this one course, this price in Python. Watch through everything. If you don't have the programming skills, I'm working on improving this. It will include signals as well. And that's what you can pay. Plus, I have subscription bundles as well, which do not automate the subscription. So here, this is what you can pay on a monthly basis, or if you want to do the annual, you do this. Or if you want a 7 month, you can pay that. These are all in US dollars. And if you are a 3 month, you could go for that. That's the best thing I can recommend. It is the crypto one that I've just verified is showing a little bit of profit, not a lot, but I've also talked about in the previous video, you got to be trading on a minute by minute basis. But when you do these analysis type of services, it might do five positions a day. You're not going to be making a lot of money with them. But if you just want to use it for signaling, which I'll be building out, it's probably your safest bet. That's pretty well it. Any questions or comments? Let me know. I am here to serve the. Thanks for watching. I probably scared off a bunch of the folks that couldn't handle the truth. I want to overcome it. Okay, I got 5:58. I'll stop at 6 o'clock if there's no questions or comments. So as I said, those are your best options. Also, if you want to reach out to me, is on the Facebook group, maybe. I do have the Instagram. So we do have those capabilities. So I have 5:59. As I said, you might want to take a look at these books that I've got. As I said, just go to quantlabs.net/book. That might help you out as well. Okay, it's 5:59. Please type up if you got something right away. I'll be doing more of these live streams. I prefer Facebook, but I'm only on YouTube because Facebook is down today. Been down for a number of hours. But YouTube can kind of work, but this will work for now. Okay, we are pushing 6 o'clock. Anybody? Anybody? Okay, I got 6 o'clock. Nobody? Okay. So we'll end it. Thanks for watching, and hopefully you're on my subscription list to know when I go live. You're probably better off to go to Facebook, QuantLab.net, the page. I'll be doing more on Facebook once it comes back. All right, thanks for watching. See ya.